Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, go ahead, Jerry.
Look, was I about to tell you something?
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I have somebody, they sent me an instant message on Facebook. Like, hey, James.
Hey.
I know him from middle school. He's like, hey, James. Like, hey, Kendall. He said, I got a question for you. I'm like, yeah, what's up? He said, what are you going to do for my birthday weekend? Oh, wow. Okay. Whoa. Isn't that random?
Well, was it a guy?
Yeah.
Well, what's his name?
Kennard.
What did you say back to him?
I'm trying to figure out what to tell him.
Yeah. Oh, he just did that right now?
Yeah. I got a question for you.
Ask him what he usually does on his birthday.
Hi,
Ebony.
Hi, Seth. Oh, that was so sweet. Ow, I did it again. That hurt.
That hurt. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to be normal. I'm going to talk to the phone. Hi, Seth. Wow, Ebony, really?
No, it was like, it was hot. I was fine. And then I am normal. I just have moments. Don't we all have moments where we're like, oh, well, I shouldn't have did that?
No.
I had a moment.
Uh-oh.
See, James, thank you for being on my side. I would high-five you, but you're not here, so.
See, Emily, you high-five them because you would do it too hard, and then that would be like domestic violence.
How would that be domestic violence? I don't even high-five you that hard. Thank you very much. And you should even know I did it to you, so hi.
Break my hand.
I'm still going off by what I did to what's his name? It begins with an I, and I know it's in the Bible.
Isaiah.
Thank you. I was going to say it. It just takes me. I was going to say it. It was just giving me a minute. I just got off the phone with my boyfriend. Kind of happy now.
Ebony, so who won the debate?
About what?
Are you serious?
You said debate. I'm like, who's having an argument?
I round the phone. Come on now. Really?
I'm confused. Nobody was debating. Are we talking about what just happened, like the whole me, like, defending myself thing?
Yeah.
Nobody won. I don't see that as a debate. I just see somebody was trying to get their point across, or they was just putting in an opinion. There was really no argument win-lose scenario. You would handle yourself differently in a situation. I would handle myself differently in a situation. There was no real battle. Now, unless we was having a topic about, like, oh, well, like, how Obama is handling himself or something like that, then, you know, then that would be a debate. I don't think that was an argument.
Of course you don't think so.
It wasn't. I have a way on doing things. You have a way on doing things. I see things differently from you. That's just our ways, our opinions. That's not going to, I mean, yeah, they'll clash, but in the end, that's how you would do it. That's how I would do it. Nobody wins, nobody loses.
Can I win?
Well, sure, James. Sure.
I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. Don't pay me no mind.
I wasn't. It's okay.
Yeah. I got lonely for a second.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, what did you just say?
I got lonely for a second.
It's okay, James. I'm here for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Jerry. Hey, it was funny, in class today, I was thinking about you because we was going over vocal cords. My teacher was telling me how people have distinctive voices based on the length of their vocal cords and just the way their vocal cords work. I was thinking about you. This is your voice. I was laughing.
Well, yeah, I have a question about that. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I just wanted to do that. Go ahead. Go ahead. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, so you get it?
I do. I just wanted to say it. Like, I just
what
wanted
do
to
you
say
get it.
No, because y'all do it to me, like, Ebony, I don't get it. Okay, Seth.
I don't get it. Yeah, I really don't get it now.
Because, okay, well, fine. Be that way.
Ebony, no.
No, that's no. It's okay. It is
yo,
okay.
You're so bad at a joke, man.
I wasn't trying to make a joke. I just wanted to say something. That was it. If I wanted to make a joke, there would have been a punchline at some point in this.
But you said like, you don't get it, but you okay. did get it. That's why I don't get it. You said you get it, but you said you didn't get it. So I don't get it.
I wasn't
it.
Trying to be funny. I was just saying that to say it.
I don't get it.
Silent.
I was just...
I'm going to leave you alone.
Oh, forget you people.
Ebony.
Forget it. What? No. Oh. You're so exhausting. What?
Ebony, you're so weird.
You're so black. What's up?
Hey, I want to say something to that. I don't want to be so rude.
That's what I was saying.
How is that going to be rude? Like... It was just a
statement. Seth, she was rude to you, so go ahead.
She was rude to me. Like, I'm so weird. That's,
Ebony,
that's
you're
rude
so
to
big.
Me.
What'd you say, Seth?
I said, you're so big. What the hell?
And you're
I'm so black.
Like,
you're so big.
Mean. What the heck?
You're so black. You're so big.
Okay, and your skin is so uneven. Ew.
Okay, you have stretch marks on your arms.
Okay, you need to take a shower.
You said I smell good.
That what? Day? What the F?
I didn't stink every day. What the hell is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? I was just making a joke.
Everybody, you meant everything you said just like I meant everything I said.
Oh, goodness.
It's nice to know how you
treat bridges. Let us build a bridge, Seth. Build a bridge.
Everybody, it's nice to know how you truly feel about me. You really think that?
About what? Me saying you stink?
No, everything you said. You really think that?
Yeah, I don't even know what you think about me, Abby. Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. Seth, let me hit you with that. Is that how you really think of me?
Yeah, I said everything I said on me. That's what I said.
Oh, well, shoot. I was being polite when I was saying all that then.
So, did you mean it, though?
No. I was just saying it to say it.
I do not want to know what you think about me, Abby. Oh, my gosh. That was so mean.
Oh, like he said, was it?
I mean, yeah, but you was meaner. I don't know.
How was I meaner? He was being straight out with it. It took me a while to come up with anything to hit him with. So I'm like, okay, well, you want to hit me with a parent? I'll hit you with the same thing.
Man,
that
next
was so one-sided.
Next time when I come around you, I'm going to trash the bag. I don't want you to find anything to pinpoint me about.
James, if I wanted to pinpoint something about you, I would have said it. But other than that, there's nothing to talk about. How people look is how they look. It's going to change over time, but how the person is ain't. That's the freak.
So, Ebony, you really think my skin is uneven?
Seth, it is, but that doesn't bother me.
It is?
Yeah, but that's not the reason why it doesn't bother me. That's just how you are.
So
I'm not going to judge you.
So where is it uneven at?
Do I have to pinpoint it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't
ask.
Look at our arms and our
fine,
legs.
Don't lie. What the hell? Go ahead. I'm already asking you. I'm open. Go ahead.
I was telling you. Dang.
Okay, what?
I said your arms and your legs and your face.
So does she know?
Does she know what?
That he has eczema? Yeah.
Oh.
I wasn't trying to get feisty. I was just saying it.
Everything, you don't try. Everything you say you never try, you just do it. I'm saying it.
It was not supposed to be intentional.
Of course. funny. Everything you say is meant to be how you say it, and you try to say, I didn't mean it to play that way. I guess you did.
No.
Why you said it.
No. Then why did you say the things you say? Was that intentional? Was
that supposed to
happen?
Yeah. I thought about everything I said. I said, I meant everything I said. What the hell?
All right. All right, Seth. All right.
Yeah, all right, Evan, all right. At least I'm bold enough to say I meant it. You over there saying try to take a battle. I didn't mean it
like that, but if that's how you want to take it, fine. If that's how you see me, then fine. That's how you see me. I'm not going to sit here and go like, well, you know what, that's this, that's that. No. That's a waste of time. If that's how you see me, fine. If that's how I see you, fine. If that's how you want to take it, okay. I'm not going to sit here and preach about, oh, you should change your mind. No, that's just how you think. People think the way they want to think.
Yeah, Evan. You said that's a waste of time. So that guy that you argue with, that wasn't a waste.
Oh my God, for real? No. Go ahead. Let me. Go ahead.
What are you talking about? Go ahead. I just went.
Oh my God. Go ahead. What you were saying? Because I cut you off and I didn't hear the rest.
See, so rude. Cut me off. I said. You know what? So.
Shut up. Damn.
Evan, you shut up. So, so you say the chat, you said that was not worth your time. So the guy that you was arguing with, that was worth your time?
Hold on. I'm doing something. Oh, that's so nasty. Where did I come from? For real.
I was about to say something else.
Conversation that died like 20 minutes ago, the whole chat room thing, like, he wasn't, like, what'd you say, like, he was worth my time? Is that what you said? Hello? You know what, I ain't even going to answer the question.
That's rude.
No, it's not rude, because I was just trying to answer your question, and I wanted to confirm that's what you was asking me about. And when I said it, you didn't want to say nothing, so I tried to get your response. You just said hello. But you know what? It's whatever, Seth. It's whatever.
I would really appreciate it if you answered my question, really.
Well, I would really appreciate it if we want to, like, you know, listen to people when they
try
to get
the phone.
Their attention.
I'm going to really appreciate my question.
Voting.
Can you answer my question, please?
No, thank you. Maybe another time, another day.
Please.
I already answered that one.
Please. Please.
Which one is this, James or Seth?
Seth, can you please answer the question, Jeremy?
James, no thanks. I'm fine.
Huh?
Huh?
Okay, whatever. I already answered it. The answer is no. I'm not going to answer it. If we want to get childish, fine. Get childish. I don't need that.
Ebony, please.
No, thank you, sir.
The littlest thing.
That's what I say, too. That's exactly what I say, too.
Every time you introduce you always say I'm not your friend. Is that really how you feel? You really think I'm an acquaintance? If
I was just talking to my aunt.
If you, if, like, if you always introduce me like that, you're considering me a friend. Why are you talking to me right now?
What even gave you the notion? I said we are friends. It's just when you did that thing on the phone, to me, that was, like, really unnecessary.
Everything I do is unnecessary. So I think
everything I do is either necessary, rude, or it's just like, Ebony, what the heck? Like,
Ebony, who said that? Who said everything you do is unnecessary? That never came out of my mouth.
The point is, Seth, it seems like whatever I do is not adequate enough for your standards. So
who said
I'm not going to sit here. I never said you said that. If we're listening to me, and we're not, we're assuming, I said how you put it, or how you put me, it seems like whatever I do is not adequate enough. It's not.
Well,
it doesn't meet your standards. It's not what you prefer I would do. But, yes, that's how I feel.
Well, since you're assuming, you say it seems that way, or if you just ask, it isn't that way. So
well,
there
then,
goes
okay.
for your assumption.
Well, let me ask you then, how do you view me then? Like, how would you put me in your terms? Or how would I say things or do things? How would you put it?
Which question? I'm confused.
Okay, let me see if I can put this in layman's.
You asked me like 3 different questions.
It was all in the same thing. I just had to keep saying it differently. Hold on real quick. Did I leave a pencil in here? It's black, no? No.
Hey, y'all, wouldn't it be funny if we stopped being friends on this talk show? That would be funny.
And a pencil. WTF. I didn't even say anything. I just said letters, acronyms. God. Pretty much what I was asking you was, how do you view me, Seth? My actions, the things I do, how do you view me?
Dude, why are you texting?
I'm on mute.
Okay. Well. I want to answer that question. Okay, I'll answer. I view you. I don't know how to answer that question.
Well, after today, my answer to this question is, like, kind of shaken. I don't really know how I view you anymore. I don't know how I view you. I know how I did view you, but that's not important. You asked me how I view you now, and I said, I don't know how I view you. Because I'm confused. I'm really confused.
About what?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, how about you?
What is there to be confused about? You don't tell me anything. You sit here and go like, Ebony, really? What the heck? Was that necessary? You just say these things and it's like, okay, well, how do you perceive me as in? What am I to you? So I'm going to ask you. And since for whatever reason we can't give me an answer to it, I'm thinking differently about you. So it's whatever, Seth. It's whatever.
Ebony. Why are you saying whatever? That was my answer to the question. What does whatever mean?
Whatever is whatever, Seth.
You asked me for my answer to the question. I gave you my answer. I said I don't know how to for you because I'm confused. Why are you saying whatever?
Because that's just how I feel. It's whatever.
What does that mean? You don't care?
Some people may view it as they don't care. Me, I'm just speechless, so it's like, okay, whatever.
Can I tell you, or do you want to hear why I'm confused, or are you just going to say whatever?
You can go ahead and tell me. I'm not, you know, shutting you out. Hold up. Hold up. Let me call you back. Let me call you back, all right?
Why does James keep hanging up?
Could you just hold on?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. End of that friendship. The end of that. It's the end of that. Why does she keep hanging up?
I didn't hang up.
So the phone keeps getting disconnected.
I didn't hang up.
Like, caught in there. Like, geez, Jen. Jen, just like, that was funny. Next time I say, I'm wearing, like, a garbage bag.
Wear a garbage bag. No, she pointed out about me. My lord.
Did you know this is on the talk show, right?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He doesn't know that.
I guess it's to kill time. It's called a chat room or something.
James, since you're an outsider looking at it, what is the problem between our friendship? What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't know how to suck each other's own ways. I do. Our opinions. Suck each other's opinions and let it go.
I don't accept her.
What'd you say?
You said I don't accept her.
My opinions, your opinions. You don't accept each other's opinions.
I thought I did accept her opinion.
Well, you pinpointed out about the whole talk show thing, where she was telling you that, I mean, that's just the way she is, whether it's this, serious, whether she knows him or not, whether it's on the phone or in person, she's just gonna stand up for herself. That's what she said. I mean, if she's saying that, then that's just the way she is. Just let it go. You just know you can't call the talk. I mean, just if she wants, if she's on the phone, you ever think about calling the chat room? That's on her. You better just be prepared, you know, to get upset and all angry or whatever. And she says that's how she is. So, that's on her.
Okay, if we were... who do you agree with?
Even though she said that
that's
just the way she is, I still don't think she
needs to
get serious over the,
the
chat room.
I don't think anything in the chat. I only think that the chat room. That's all I'm saying. This is a chat room. Even, well, I'm saying not just the chat room. I mean just anything in general. Before you get mad, something wrong, heat it up now. I look at it to see if it's even, let's just see. I look at it personally and see whether or not it's even worth that. I mean, yeah, I might be upset, but still, I can still make a conscious decision whether or not I want to pursue that. as far as emotion wise, that just be like, you know, to go off. Be cautious and I'm aware whether or not I want to just go off like that. I don't just go off what I'm thinking. Or I never did that before.
Yeah.
If somebody was getting on my nerves in the chat room, I'd just be like, hey, you want to switch rooms or something like that. I wouldn't argue with them. If I was arguing, I'd be joking. I'd be like, hey, you know, I'm getting on there and there real quick. I'm going to get off. Ain't like that. Ever since we recorded the show, I never got mad. Never got mad like, no, you fuck up. No, I didn't do that. I'm like, okay.
That really getting on my nerves.
Just, what, how?
He sent me messages on Facebook and messages on to my phone, hey, why are you being such a stranger? The hell?
What does she really expect out of you right now?
Oh, what the hell she expect out of me?
What the hell?
What the hell you want from me, girl?
Oh, wait, what does she really want from you right now?
She added me back on Facebook. I don't want to accept it. Everyone, she sent me messages. Why are you being such a stranger to me?
Well, did you write it back to any of that?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said, I don't have nothing to say.
So you deleted her and then she sent you another phone reply? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, she deleted you, then she sent you another phone reply.
Yeah. Yeah, me back.
I don't know what she was thinking about when she asked you back.
The hell, girl? It was not the first time she asked. She called me before. She called me on, what night was it? I think it was either Saturday night, Sunday night. One of them, she asked me. She sent me a text. She sent me an instant message today. I'm like, what the hell? Again.
Yeah. That's how I feel with Aubriana trying to contact you. Like, what is she really?
You major says you with your, you back with your ex. I mean, come on, why are you still trying to talk to me?
Oh, she's back with him?
She's still denying. But I'm on this page saying, look, this is what she posted on this page. Like, oh my gosh, girl, if you with him, be proud of it. Alright, this is what she said left on the page. Just wanted to tell you, I love you. And you're the most amazing boyfriend ever. She left that on this page. The most amazing boyfriend ever.
And would you, you asked her, she said she doesn't go with him?
I told her I don't talk like that because I want to give her and her relationship space. And she said that him and her is just cool.
I bet if he heard her say that, he would get real mad. I bet he doesn't even know you're trying to talk to you. He doesn't even know you exist.
I know, right?
But she called you the other night. Did she answer the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd she say?
Yeah, after I was being a stranger.
How did I get off the phone?
So I'll call her back.
Did you call her back?
No.
That's exactly how I feel with Aubriana trying to get in contact with me. I'm like, what do you really want from me? Like, what are you expecting out of me right now? Like, for the first time to be friends after what happened? Like, are you serious? Story of the relationship. soil the friendship. That's good. Move on. If you talk to her, don't you think it'll be awkward?
Yeah.
If I was in your position and she was talking to me like that, I would think, I would feel like a sideline guy.
Hmm.
She has a boyfriend, and then she's in the now still talking to somebody, just talking to somebody, just talk to her, and then she will be on the phone with you talking about her boyfriend and you. Like, oh, yeah, me and my boyfriend was over there. So me and my boyfriend did this. Like, oh, yeah, okay. You're in your mind, you're thinking, like, what? Why are you telling me that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a real big, I guess. If you, me personally, I wouldn't have added her back on Facebook. Just since she deleted me. Just keep her deleted. I would have denied the friend request. That all contact, she had to get in contact, I would have never said anything back. I would have just let her deleting me be the last thing that ever happened, and then That will be what she remembered. That will be what we ended on. Her, she deleted me, so we'll be like, okay, whatever.
Mm.
She's had to talk to her. I was like, oh, I was looking at my phone. She's like, oh, this girl, leave me alone. Why is she contacting me? What does she want? I already see the purpose and all that. Oh, did you have feelings for her?
Hmm?
Did you or do you have feelings for her?
Hmm, I don't have feelings for her. I did.
You don't? Oh, you
did. No.
Papa. Sauna. Taking that song out of my head. Have you heard that song yet, Jay?
What song?
Chris Brown's remix to Your Love.
Mm-mm.
That was a good song. That's what I was thinking. Like, pop, pop. That's what I was thinking. Just that's it. I really like that song.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can't wait till tomorrow, huh? I'll be so mad if I keep talking about tomorrow, and I go to school, I forget my tap dance shoes. Oh, yeah! I'll be all mad.
What you gonna carry in when you go to school?
What do you mean?
Where you gonna carry your tap shoes in when you go to school?
Oh, they came in a shoebox.
Came
in a shoebox and came in the bag and put it in my book bag. You think the ladies just gave you tap shoes or nothing? You walk out the store with shoes, no box.
Mm-hmm.
There's another class after tap dance. It's called intermediate. It's immediate tap class, tap day. Well, we'll be taking that in the spring, hopefully. It's going to be well in this class. It's going to be like the next level up. I mean, the beginners now, it's immediate. Well, that's going to start getting serious. And so. So, you want to call a chat room?
Yeah.
Oh, something funny happened. With the echo. Uh-oh. Beverly, hold on. Hi, Avery.
real stuff.
Talk to you about something. Just for the past, I never did this before with anybody, so this will be a first time for me doing this. It should be interesting. See how this works out. For the past, like, 10, 15 minutes, I was thinking about a lot of negative things regarding you. How I said, I'm confused. I don't say I'm confused. I'm saying it's a combination of me confused, you being confused and not knowing what you are to me, and me being confused and whether or not I want to continue the friendship. I was really confused. So when you said whatever, that really helped me feel. Even though you might not put like a lot of thought into it, when you said whatever, you just said whatever. But that really helped my feelings when you said that, because when I intentionally said that, I wanted to discuss with you about why I was feeling confused, and you said whatever. Kind of made me feel, not kind of, it did make me feel like as if you wasn't listening to me. Because I'm a person that takes seriously when I take feeling serious. I think it's a serious topic. You know what I told you when Misha did to me? I don't know if I ever told you that. She didn't listen to me, so. Every time I accept my feelings to her, she didn't listen. So when you did that, it really hurt my feelings, and I hold that really close to my heart with people listening and discussion and communication. That's something I really hold high in my values, my morals. So when you say whatever, it really hurt my feelings. So ever since you've been on the floor, I've been really, really questioning my overall feelings towards you. So I'm really questioning. And some of the things I've been thinking about, I don't really like it. I've been thinking about a lot of negative stuff I shouldn't be thinking about. And you say like, or you might say like what? Okay, I'll tell you. One negative thing I was thinking about is whether or not we should not be friends no more. I thought about that. But after so, I was like, if I was to stop being Ebony's friend, what would be the reason behind it? Like, what would be the reason I would use to justify that statement? What would be the reason I would say, okay, I don't want to be your friend no more because, like, what would be the reason I would say? I didn't have a reason. So, I asked James, but from an outsider's perspective, what is your perspective on what? So, what is wrong in our friendship? So, me personally, Ebony, I don't have a problem with you. I don't. I have a problem with you. Care for you. And you're cool. You're somebody to hang out with. And, like I said, how I long for that feeling to be with the, call someone particularly a girl. I'd be like, let's hang out. You know, because I've only been in long-distance relationships, so I don't know how that feels. I'm able to experience that with you. And, before you got the phone, I asked you, why do you keep why do you keep refer to me as an associate, a friend, an associate, a friend, an associate, a friend. Even though you might be joking, I don't joke when it comes to that because I have very few friends, and I'll call anybody just my friend. I have a lot of associates, and when you be on the phone with somebody, or when you be talking to anybody, so you said to Jay, oh, yeah, I have a very funny friendship. And he said something like, I don't even call it a friendship. It's just two people getting on each other's nerves. I was like, that kind of hurt me. Or that kind of, it hurt me. Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, man, she doesn't even call me a friend. Even though you maybe, even though you weren't joking, or you might have been joking, but you wasn't joking, I don't know. I hurt my feelings when he said that. Because, yeah, human nature will be, if she doesn't call me a friend, why do I call her a friend? You know? That's human nature. Think like that. You'll call somebody a friend and they don't think of you as a friend. But, basically what I'm saying is, basically what
could you hold on one second? Yeah, he's just chilling.
Hello?
I'm right here.
Just, oh. All right, go ahead. Basically, what I'm saying is, if you didn't understand anything I just said, basically what I'm saying is, for the last few minutes, I've been thinking, I've been having a lot of negative thoughts towards you. And I want to discuss it with you. And I don't like, it's funny how. I'll sit here. I'm dressed up. Even though like I'm talking about like how I'm hurt and whatever. It's always with us. That's how I said us. It's always with us, you say, well, this is your philosophy, I hurt you because I'm hurt. And Revron, look at that guy, he doesn't even know I'm talking about him right now, but I'm talking about him. He said, hurt people, because they're hurt. So, I guess that's your defense mechanism, I guess, to protect or try to defend yourself, I guess. Because you hurt people that hurt you, I guess.
Seth, not to be mean or cut you off, but where are you getting it? I'm losing concept. Okay, at first I was saying, like, okay, you really couldn't find a word to pinpoint me or how would you see me as due to, I don't know, something changed. And then you go off by talking about, like, where, like how I would associate myself with you as, like, a friend or not a friend. And you're hurt over that, and now we're going to – I'm losing concept. What are you trying to say? Put it all in a nutshell so I can respond, because right now I'm confused before you – yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it one by one.
Okay.
What's the first thing you're confused about?
Okay. The reason why I said it's whatever – because if you would have asked me a question, what would I think of you as? I would have just told you right off the bat, complicated. That's it. That's pretty much it. That put you all in a nutshell. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm not trying to be rude. That's just it. Complicated. To me, you're complicated. Compared to everyone else, you are. Some people know I'm joking. Some people know I'll say things, just say it. You know, but you, I either offend you or it was either unnecessary. So I just put you as complicated. That's plain and simple. Now, how easy I answered that question, I was expecting you to answer it the same way. And you have this philosophy, treat people how you want them to be treated. If you have a question, just answer it. Okay. Well, I had a question, and you really couldn't give me a concrete answer to stand on. So I'm like, well, that's so not what I was expecting. So it's whatever feeling. And to me, I was pretty hurt. Like, okay, you really couldn't find a word. I don't even care if you just said nice or decent or, you know, something just quick and get it out the way. You know, I wouldn't really even care. At least you gave me something to stand on. I'm like, okay, this is where I stand with him. And I just move on about the day. I'm like, you didn't say anything. So I'm like, and you said it changed. I'm like, okay, is it to a positive thing or a negative thing? I'm not going to say like, oh, well, he probably said I'm like annoying. I'm not going to think negative. That's how you think, that's how you think. That's just how you are. I was expecting an answer, and I didn't get an answer. And that's what hurt my feelings. And I'm like, okay, well, fine then.
I was trying to give you an answer. Like I said, I intentionally said that because I was intentionally going panic to explain myself and why I said that. I was going to give you an answer. What? Cause and effect. You said whatever, and I told you whatever. I was like, what does that mean? That's like I asked me, what does that mean? Like, whatever. So you said, he's like, whatever you want to take. I'm like, okay. And I'm saying to myself, oh, if she really wanted to know why I said that, don't you think she would have asked me to explain myself or would have not said whatever?
You could have still told me I'm going to listen. I mean, that would be rude for me to go like, oh, it's whatever stuff and pay you no mind. That would be rude, but I'm still listening. That's one thing with me. I'm still listening regardless how angry I am or how happy or how slap happy or high or whatever the heck the term may be for me. I'm still listening. I say that because to me at that point in time, it's like, oh, well, if it's going to be like that, fine. I couldn't find a word to describe the situation in my terms or how I felt, so it's just that was it. That was the word, just whatever.
Evelyn, you was expecting a particular answer from me where you didn't get that. You said whatever.
No, but I was expecting.
If you really think about it, that was your answer. I said, I really don't know how I feel. I'm confused.
I was expecting something more concrete, something to stand on. At least I'm like, okay, well, all right, well, that's just it. If you say, I don't know how I feel about you, I'm like, then what's the point of being around somebody if you're constantly puzzled how you feel about them? I couldn't live like that. If I ask any of my friends, like, how do you feel about me, and they'll tell me, I'm used to somebody, I ask them something, and they give me something concrete, something substantial. You didn't give me that. So I'm like, okay, well, how do you even tolerate somebody? You can't sit there and be like, oh, well, you know, this person's cool, this person's that. But in the back of your mind, it's like, well, I don't even know because I don't know how I feel. Pretty much that's like if you're uncomfortable around somebody or if you don't trust someone, why do you constantly want to be around this person if you don't trust them, you're not comfortable with them? That, to me, that defeats the purpose on even calling it a friendship. Anyway, go on.
We both didn't hear what we were expecting to hear, cause and effect. There's just all these vibes and all these thoughts happened as one quick single moment. And whatever. I became offended. You didn't get the answer you want to hear. You became offended. We were both so used to having things a certain way, but when things don't go our way, we become uncomfortable. What I'm used to is telling you how I feel, explaining myself, and they're receiving intellectual feedback like I just gave you. That's what I'm used to. What you're used to, like you said, straight to the point, of being around the flesh, straight up, concrete, answer, flat out, then move on. Naturally, I don't work that fast, naturally. I'm not saying I will work that fast. I'm not saying, even take it how you leave it. No, forget it. I usually don't work that fast. Me personally, I like to know what problems, like every time, like, something happens that has, like, a cause of controversy, I like to know what happened
why it happened, what was the cause of it, and then move on. What did I think? If you know what happened, if you solved it, if you actually know what happened, not just you, I think if both people know what happened, both people know what went wrong, and both people helped solve it, when you move on, then it shouldn't happen again, and then you should move on from that point. That's how my mind works. Yeah, that's every time something that happens that irritates me and makes me mad. That's how every time I approach it. So basically, what I'm saying is, every time there's a problem, I want to work it out, and I want to try to find a solution for it. So all of it, know what happened, and then move on from that. Then that should never happen again, seeing as how you know what happened and not just sweeping it under the rug, not just saying, okay, whatever. Not just being like, okay, well, it won't happen again. Well, how can you, people actually sit there and be like, okay, forget it, but I'm like, how can you just forget about it when you don't even know what happened in the first place? And then next week we're going to be on the phone talking about the same exact thing that just happened last week. Well, I don't got time for that. That's what I always tell people. But just like I am now, I'm talking to you about it. I'm telling you what went wrong, trying to solve what we're seeing, then we can move on forward, hopefully.
I already told you how I am, and to me, it's like you constantly seem to. How do I put it? I pretty much tell everybody up front how I am. I'm to the point, pretty blunt. Some people might find it rude. Some people might find me that I'm just, yeah, that's the best way to put it, rude. But I'm not trying to be. That's just how I am. That's how I always will be. And people just deal with it. And you, for whatever reason, as many conversations as we had and how we were in person, you, for whatever reason, just find some way to, like, I don't know how to put it. You just find it different. So when I ask you certain things and I don't get any, like, type of feedback, I just, like, okay, it's whatever, then fine. If that's just how it is, like, fine, we're different, then we're different. I'm not going to sit here with, like, well, you should try, or maybe if you, no, I'm not going to make you change anything, how you are or how you deal with a situation, what would you would do. That's just how you are. That's just how you are. If you're indecisive, you're indecisive. Put it that way. I mean, I'm not going to make you, like, choose anything. That's just rude. So that's just it.
What I believe that I have come to believe that life is a constant changing, growing process. And when I meet somebody, and they tell me, when I meet somebody in particular that I'm dealing with on a friendship level or romantic level, and something about their personality causes confrontation based on what my perspective and everything that I hold personal to me, everything about them, something may bother me, and I tell them that, and they tell me they're not changing for anybody. I don't really understand. I never got that. Because life, life, you're supposed to grow. You're supposed to change or adapt to people. And not everybody's the same. Everybody, man, different people handle situations differently. I'll give you an example. And I'm telling you this because I have did this with somebody. When I meet somebody. And I really care for them. If they told me something was bothering them, I would try my best to adapt to the situation. Not in particularly changing for them, not changing who I am, but adapting because they're different and I've never encountered somebody like them before. It's like you. I have to adapt to you. If I came to you saying,
everybody tick me how I am, forget, you know, blah, 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 do it, tick it how you see it. I'll be like, I would be offended. Because if I'm coming to you with the mindset of, okay, I am how I am, either you love me or you don't, but at the same time, if something is bothering you, if you tell me in a respectful manner, I will try my best to adapt. When people don't have that mindset, I'm very confused. That doesn't translate in my mind. My mind can't translate that. I just don't understand it. So for you, everything. Oh, I can't even say. Oh, I don't have a problem with you. I believe I get the impression from you that you have a problem with me than you do than I do with you. I don't have a problem with you. Everything that's happened between us has not even been serious enough to even call it a problem. Everything that's happened has either been an event that either, like, just got confusing or has been insignificant. It's been, like, stupid. It's not even worth it. And nothing really serious has happened between us to even call it a problem. Well, on the other hand, then there's you. That's how you feel about me as far as a person and how I treat you and so on. You say I'm complicated.
To me, you are complicated.
What? Whenever somebody has a complication with someone, it's always, okay, if you say I'm complicated, that means there's something about me you don't fully get or understand. What is that?
It's something. Okay, let me find an example. We'll go back a few pages.
Wait, Ebony, can you hold on, please? Jay?
Yeah.
Hi, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to the conversation?
Alright.
Do you want to be on the phone?
You can call me back after you're done.
Oh. Hey, why you don't want to be on the phone?
I'm left out, yeah.
I wanted you to be in the conversation.
I still.
So, you want me to call you back or you want to stay on?
I stay on.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Ebony. I hope you didn't forget.
No, I didn't forget. As I was trying to say, let me go back a few pages to... Which conversation? Excuse me. Oh, now I'm done. Anyway. The a recent one. The whole, like, me being wrong when I was defending myself against the perverted guy. That's not funny. That hurt my feelings. I felt so... Anyway. Yeah, to me...
Emily, wait, hold on. You said... what I said hurt your feelings or what they said hurt your feelings?
I was talking about that guy. I wasn't talking about you. I'm not even on you just yet. So, what I mean by that is I did not get the point across to you just yet. Not like on... Anyway, what I was saying was that situation to me, yeah, I could have handled it better. But to me, I was disrespected and I was just letting the person know I was disrespected. You seen it as like, okay, well, I think that was unladylike. It wasn't that serious. And it was supposed to be, you know, entertainment to a certain degree. I did not get that. I felt Seth, I'm being serious here. If you want to laugh and joke, well, yeah. Anyway, I felt disrespected. You thought it like I was just being out of character. No, no, no. See, that's what I mean by we think differently. That's how I interpret it, and that's how you interpret it. But you still pinpointed that I was in the wrong of the situation. You have said this. Maybe not these exact words, but you still have said this. In some way or form, you have said this. To me, that's like, how can you say how I was thinking, how I handled myself in pretty much my situation? How was I wrong? Now, it would have been different if I personally insulted this person and he reacted the way I reacted, and I said that person was wrong. It would have been totally different. It would have been totally different. But how the situation came about, how it all went down, I was just defending myself. And within me defending myself, you said that I was wrong. That, to me, made no sense. That to me, was like, that was new to me. I never got that. If anybody that I have met anyway, even somebody, some random person on the street, I can ask them, if anybody disrespects you, what would you do? I guarantee you 95% of those people would have said they would have pretty much did the same thing I would have done. 95% of people, and I'm being straight up honest. Okay, another one. We was talking about, what was it? Where it is. No, wait. That was actually upon me. So, no. Oh, my goodness, it's on the tip of my tongue. There we go. Figuratively speaking. To me, a lot of people, no, honestly, some people pretty much get it right off the bat. I speak metaphorically and figuratively most of the time in my conversations. And we understand it. Like, we pick up on it. It's some maybe innuendos will come up or whatever. You cannot understand and cannot comprehend it. So when I try to explain this to you, you know, so you can get it and maybe we can flow along with it, you just don't get it. So I'm like, okay, well, fine, then I'll just not speak to you in that way because you won't get it. That's me, like, trying to adapt to you. But, you know, sometimes it comes and not, and then you just get a little attitude. Well, to me, it feels as though you was getting an attitude like, Ebony, I don't understand it, so stop talking to me like that. Sorry, it was just a slip of the tongue. Chillax it. Yeah? All right. My cousin needs to use the phone. Hello?
Hi, Ebony.
Hi. Okay, my cousin needs to use the phone. We're going to have to talk tomorrow.
Ebony, don't leave me.
Beth, I'm being serious. My cousin needs the phone.
Ebony, don't leave me.
Beth! Okay. Goodbye.
Hi, Jane. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Jane.
Yes, sir.
Do you work on chat room now?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, hold on.
Alright, you heard of a nigga named Janky Blue before? I remember that nigga name.
Yeah, I know Janky
Blue.
Yeah, I know Janky Blue.
Where he from?
Is he in that guy rapping in the background?
Yeah.
What is he thinking about?
Wait until it coming out the car. Somebody find two semi-automatic.
That nigga deal with that nigga.
I'm gonna give you a bunch of niggas' name right now. I just gave me his passport to his shit. I know a bunch of these dirty ass niggas, man. I don't care.
That guy rapping. What?
Nah, they know. Jack know I don't like him. Jack know I don't like him.
Yeah, nigga, gotta tell him.
You can tell him. You'll never confront him and say, I don't like you. They'll punch you.
I told him that already.
Goddamn.
You didn't know. Cousin and them said chill, chill, and all that. No blue shade?
You want number one, motherfucker?
I just told you, my nigga, blue shade.
Huh?
I just told you, my nigga, he hang around with blue shade.
Oh, my fault. Hold on.
James, we'll go to a different room.
Yeah.
Hold on.
My nigga.
You just seen me pay shit. I stood in line at Ruth Chris for like 45 fucking minutes to get this fish out of me, son. You see me eat, like, take like 3 bites. Now you want to knock that shit out of my hand.
Dude, why you gotta use profanity like that? That's so unnecessary.
I go to church on Sunday. Fuck you, nigga.
That's St. Louis?
Hey, Shorty, you gotta start doing your little aerobics and stuff, man, because you're getting a little gut over there, man. I can hear it in your esophagus,
man. Hey, is that my friend St. Louis? Did he leave?
I can hear it through your esophagus, man.
Man, that's a man.
What's up?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in Mexicans in the back room, come on. Do you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that. Who said that?
Mexicans or somebody. Come on.
Let's see if I hear it.
In the gym?
They got this new shit.
I can't believe you still call the chat line.
They got this shit called the Stomp Master.
Tino, you still call the chat line?
Is she still eating everything that's walking past?
I can't believe it. You still living in Boston?
What the yoga class if you going to keep eating all the motherfuckers?
Nigga said she ate the whole Boston.
With the Boston Market. Is it like
that? God, what did I tell you about the perspective?
That's a man.
What did I tell you?
You're a white girl. I remember your wife.
What did I tell you about the profanity, guys? One particular guy I'm talking to. What did I tell you about the profanity? You do not use profanity.
That is a man.
How
are
you feeling? How are your children?
One and one.
That's a man.
Wow, I
can't believe
you're
calling my leg.
Got like 5 vultures calling up my leg.
Yo, he did that on Christmas.
That's that one and that's a man. That's a man.
One and one, that's a woman. Two and two, that's a man.
Three and three, that's a woman.
Four and four, that's a. Five, that's a teacher. Hey, I'm rocking over here, yo. Can't nobody stop my flow. What the hell? That guy that was singing that song with me, he's going to make it to the top. I'm telling you, Jay, he's going to make it. Boy, that's a man. Two, that's a, hey.
That sounds like a hungry ass nigga.
Sorry, are you the one that was rapping? Because I gotta say, that was some raw talent right there. That was some raw talent. You know what? I'm going to get you stopped right now.
That's a hungry ass nigga.
I'm going to get you stopped tonight. Like, I can't take this. That was some raw talent.
That's like a one hungry ass nigga.
That is like too much talent. That is too much shock talent to be in this chat room. Not doing nothing.
I heard you look like Mother Love. Bro, what you go by? I'm going to sign you. I'm going to get you signed tonight. I'm going to call my agent. I'm going to get him in the chat room.
That's gonna be his first hit.
And we're gonna sign him.
Jay, that's gonna be his first hit, 1-1. Man, that's gonna sell.
I know, right? It's gonna be so much money.
Fuck it, man. Man. Man, like,
dude, please tell me that wasn't you.
No, that wasn't you.
You sound like a dog that's skittles.
Knock it off, you big snapple.
You already know I'm Apple.
How?
You sound like a bag of Skittles. Wow. Really?
That's what I want. I want a bag of Skittles.
I like the sugar Skittles. You like those? The sugary Skittles has sugar on them. The sour sugar Skittles, I love those.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But the, I think the best candy is like Nerds. Oh my God, I love Nerds.
It's good to have some candy because you don't want your mouth to be dry.
What's your name?
Yo, this is Mr. Florida. What's up, girl? How you doing?
Hey,
Mr. Florida. How you doing?
Yo, I had a teacher that died named Mr. Carter.
Hey, Mr. Carter.
I'm not Mr. Carter.
Hold on.
I'm Mr. Carter. I said Mr. Florida, though, not Carter.
You're Mr. Carter because he's dead, obviously.
Oh, okay, well. I'm sorry that he died, but
For everybody in the chat, I'm going to tell all the songs.
So where you from? Where you from?
I'm in Jersey. Where you at?
Oh, Jersey? I'm in Florida. I'm from Jersey, though.
You're in Florida?
Yeah.
To the lady that's in the room. How are you doing?
Hey, Jersey, what part of Jersey?
Who's back? Jersey, I don't care what anybody says. I want to hear that song you wrote for us. I think we all should hear it.
I'm going to stop for everybody in this chat.
Okay.
Hello, Tiger Woods.
Hello, Floridian.
Hello? Yeah,
I'm here. You're looking for sound like Tiger Woods.
You're in Tampa, you're in 305, where you at?
I'm in the 407.
Yes. See him all night. Are you going to come see him?
I'm eating burnt popcorn.
She might.
See him and get some popcorn.
Oh, no. I don't want to
you sound like you're
21
or...
Say what?
You sound like a baby.
Who, him or her?
Who?
No. That wasn't me talking. That was the other girl talking.
I'm eating burnt.
I'm talking about right now.
Hey, you sound like you white.
Oh.
She white?
No, not you. You sound like you white.
Who, Mr. Carter?
How do you sound white?
I'm not white.
What part of Puerto Rico are you from?
I'm not saying she sound white. I'm talking about he sound white.
Oh, okay.
And how's it
you sound?
Shut up, you
little crackhead.
Okay,
that's unfair. That's unfair. Nobody trying to argue with you.
Mira, Boricua. Dale uno arriba.
What the?
I don't know if he's Puerto Rican, but he's probably half Puerto Rican and white.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
I'm
Floridian. He's Cuban.
I mean,
I'm not Cuban.
I'm intelligent, that's all. I'm a black man from New Jersey.
I'm Egyptian.
I'm not like you, white. You're not like Egyptian.
I lived in Puerto Rico for a long time.
I am Egyptian.
Ana Mahabik.
Hey, Ma, push seven. Hold on.
Hold on, I'm having fun here. This is
Mr. Carter, what's your zodiac sign?
Mr. Carter went up by himself.
Hey, Jessica, you didn't go up.
How are you doing? I'm Egyptian.
Egyptian? Oh, dang.
Mr. Carter, what's your zodiac sign?
Hey, Jersey, you South Jersey or North Jersey girl?
I'm South Jersey.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Carter!
Why?
No, I was born in Newark.
Mr. Carter!
You were born in Newark and then you moved
to... I moved from New Jersey to Mass, Puerto Rico, to Florida.
Okay,
nobody's
going to Florida.
Okay, you ignore me, okay. What? Why did I move to Florida?
I
need to come back to the States.
I'm laughing at them because they're laughing for no reason right now.
Oh, okay, this is chat line. They're silly, don't worry.
Can you please ask my question? There's no reason for you to ignore me. Have I done anything to offend you? I'm just asking you a question.
What happened?
I keep asking that guy a question. He keeps ignoring me. If he doesn't want to talk to me, just tell me.
Oh, sir, Mr. Carter, what's your sign?
I'm not Mr. Carter. That's why I keep telling you. I'm from Florida. I call myself Mr. Florida, not Mr. Carter.
Okay, Mr. Florida. Mr. Florida, what's your sign? What's your video sign?
I thought you said Mr. Carter long time ago, my bad.
I know. That's what I was trying to tell you. You said he's dead.
No wonder he was ignoring you.
Okay, Mr. Florida. Mr. Florida, what's your zodiac sign?
Why
is
this dude asking me that question?
Mr. Florida. Mr. Florida, what is your zodiac sign?
Yeah,
Mr. Florida,
what is your zodiac sign?
Mr. Florida,
what is your zodiac sign? God damn it.
What is my zodiac sign?
Mr. Florida.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why he's asking me about my zodiac.
That nigga trying to figure out the nigga zodiac sign.
Yeah, what's up with that? Don't put chaos in cancer.
Oh, hell no. Who's that? I'm out of here, man. I'm gone.
Hey, I'm Egyptian. Hey, Jersey, what's your sign? What's your private? Yes, I'm for
All right. Let's get respectful. If you don't want to ask my question, just tell me straight up. You don't got to ignore me.
Man, I don't talk to guys, man, like that. You talking about sports, the one thing and another, but you asking me my sign. What's up with that, though?
I'm just curious. I just want to know what you want. What the hell is the question like any other question?
No, man. Guys don't ask guys what their sign is, though. Just, you know, if you're gay or something, I'm not gay, so let me just let you know that.
How does me asking a sign have to do with anything with me liking a guy? I'm just asking what your sign is.
Well, I'm born in January.
Okay, you're Aquarius. Okay, thank you. My God.
I know, I see I'm born in Capricorn, but that's another story.
That's all I want to do.
Nobody's talking to you. I'm not white.
Nobody's talking to the Egyptian anymore. I want to know more about the Egypt culture. Shit.
I've been trying to tell you I'm Egyptian. I guess nobody cares about Egypt anymore.
Shit. Unless your name is Moses, I don't think so, man.
Moses was a Hebrew.
Go ahead,
I am third cousins with Ramses, his first, second, and third. I'm supposed to be a prince right now.
My first role. Okay, I'm sorry,
Mr. Florida.
How's
it going? Hey, sir.
Different room?
Yeah. Mr. Carter.
Maybe feel so weak.
Hey, guys, I'm new to the room. How y'all doing?
If you like pina colada.
Hey, yo, I'm Egyptian.
Yo. I was born by the river.
Hey, yo, I'm Egyptian.
Yeah.
I am Derek Cousins of Francis the Second. The first senator. I'm supposed to be a king right now.
There's a whole lot of trying just to get up there.
Okay, great. Nobody care about Egypt anymore. Okay.
Yo, nobody care about that sandy, shitty cat litter box.
You know what? That's it. See, if it was 1804, well, no, not 1804. If it was 504, you would be killed right now for talking to me like that. I am royal.
Oh, yeah, I won't be talking shit about the Egyptians.
I'm a king, okay? I'm supposed to be a king right now.
Oh, you a pharaoh, nigga?
Yeah, I'm a pharaoh. I'm good
you
right
fucking
now.
Fucking pharaoh?
Yeah.
You're so disrespectful. Your whole family for arguing with a pharaoh. The hell is
you? You're disrespecting my whole family line.
This nigga in the street got his Bluetooth.
Just for that, I'm a summon a nucleus on you.
Yeah, hold on,
yeah,
man.
You don't know nothing about
Bluetooth.
Watch the Mummy 3. Yeah, you're fine about a nucleus. You don't want me to summon a nucleus on you.
Yeah, he started some nucleus on me, and that was good for me because this became my best friend, but that's another one.
Shot like a motherfucker thug to see. Cause the bitches ain't the motherfucker thugs to me.
Do me cause I did a movie, throw the pussy to me, bone phone, and never knew he rather die. Let me play for a buster. I'm not Glock, I'm a plotting ass.
Jeez, that's Omar.
Oh yeah, Omar. You know I text him, right? A week ago, I think.
Did he write back?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He's really different, man.
Bro,
hey, Omar, this is James. What up?
Wow. That's it?
Yeah.
Did he write back?
Yeah, I wrote back. I said, I just see how you doing and how the music going. He said, it's coming along good. My knee.
That was it?
Yeah.
You probably stole your song.
Yeah. The music going good. You making money off my song. Go ahead, Omar. Yeah, it's going real good, nigga. Thanks to you.
To you, Mitch. Hang up. Stole your song.
That chump disrespected my whole family history. It's okay. When I summon Anubis on him, he's gonna be on.
He's not in the country.
Yo, shorty, let me change your pamper.
Whoa.
Yo, son, you know how to change the pamper? I'm going to tell you how to change the pamper, and then I'm going to leave the room. You show the email her back, and you take out both her legs and put them together. I'm going to hold them with one hand, and you dick that pussy down. Yeah, I'm out of here.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He came in the chat room just to say that.
Go ahead, girl. That guy's gonna make it. He's gonna make it so big. I'm telling you. He's like, I'm out. He had the number plus. Go ahead, guy.
He knew what he was doing. He knew he was gonna call the sheriff.
Put that nigga to sleep. You know, like, an animal.
Go ahead, guy. He put a link and he picked up with the thing. Okay, I'm out. Good guy. Change her pamper. Wow. Really? That's so stupid. Oh my god. That's why you stay in school, y'all. Stay in school. Man. Says, I think you should continue telling people about your putting Lopez on somebody. I really don't want that.
For everybody in this chat room, I just want to say that I am Egyptian. I am bad cousins with Ramses the first, second, and the third. I'm supposed to be a damn king right now. Not dare somebody disrespect me. I'm going to summon the god Anubis on you. Oh, yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Good.
You don't want to mess with Anubis. Watch the Mummy 3. Watch the Mummy 3.
That's all this power consists of. That's it. That's all he
has. Anubis, the man with the dog face, you don't want him. That's an ugly guy. You don't want him stalking
you. Dude, you remember that Courage episode? Return to Smith. Oh my god. Return to Smith. Where the heck are you? Boy, suffer my death. James, man, his debut in acting. Go ahead, Jay. Oh, man. different room, Jay?
Yeah.
Jason.
Nigga sound mad gay, sort of like Fonzworth Bentley.
Hey, everybody, I mean, just
I'm out of here. Anytime somebody call me gay, I dip because now they want me to be sweet. Like, that ain't my forte.
Hey, everybody, I'm from Egypt.
Get out of here, Ned Flanders.
You know what? See, you know what? Okay, you want to play with me? I am Derek Cousins with Ramses the first, the second, and the third. Okay, I'm supposed to be a king right now, and you just disrespecting my family history. So you know what? You don't want me to summon the god Anubis on you. Watch the Mummy 3. Watch the Mummy 3. You see what happened to him?
Return the smell or suffer by the
curse. Oh, okay. So, yeah, you're not messing with me. Yeah.
Return the smell. Who the heck are you? Or suffer my curse.
Didn't I used to say that?
Yeah.
Who the heck are you? This is so funny. That's a mummy. Yeah, from who?
The house all blown down, blown up. Who the heck are you? That is so funny. We gotta watch that episode. Oh, God. Oh, man. One of the punishments was it was playing loud music. The Magic Eye. The Magic Eye.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Ramsey. The Magic Eye.
Great-great-great-great-great-grandfather's throne. So he became the pharaoh instead of my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
You gotta add a hey-hey-hey on there.
That's, I had to do three
King Ramsey. The magic guy. Different room.
Yeah. Wait, Seth.
See, every time you say that, it always run out the room.
Yeah, I know about the thing. Why everybody say, "Oh, scary"? I'm like, they do.
Hold on.
Robert De Niro sounding that ass nigga.
Yeah, I'm from Egypt in here.
That nigga country as fuck, nigga.
Hey, everybody, I'm Egyptian.
That nigga got the mumps. What are you talking about? Nigga chilling at the Waffle House
right
now.
Excuse me, sir. I am Egyptian. You need to be silent while I'm in this chat room. I am Derek Cousins with Ramses the first, the second, and the third. I should be a king right now. I dare you to disrespect me. And I'm going to summon the god of Anubis on.
Man, what the fuck these niggas talking about?
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm about to summon.
So good, I'll go give
you another. You think it's a joke? Okay, I'm about to summon my god Anubis on you.
The Ramsey,
the magical, the Ramsey, the magical, magical. We I am summoning my god on you. I'm summoning my god on you.
Yeah,
on
get your dog outside that motherfucking nose.
No, I could be a king right now. I could be a pharaoh. I ain't even
know what?
Watch the Mummy 3. You see what happened to that guy? This is what happened to you when I summoned my god Anubis on you.
Return to
hit off real good.
Suffer my curse.
Your money, good.
Who the heck are you?
That nigga just cast a spell on you, dog.
Return to slow. Suffer my curse.
Hey, what you talking about, man? Y'all are some crazy, retarded, slow-ass motherfuckers.
Okay, you still disrespecting my family history? Okay. All right, don't be surprised when you get a knock on your door and it's going to be my god Anubis. You know the little duck man with the dog face? Yeah, I'm going to summon that on you. My god Anubis.
Ooh, he's Harry Potter.
Oh, this is a lot worse than how Harry Potter. This is way worse than Harry Potter.
Damn Harry Potter.
I should be a king right now. I should be a pharaoh.
But you became a queen, you fucking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Return the slab or suffer my kid. It's really that easy. Return the slab or suffer the curse. Damn. We just return the slab. I shut up and go home. We just return the slab. Just return the slab. Or suffer my curse.
This guy thinks it's funny. I want him to watch The Mummy 3. I want him to see what happened to that guy.
You better leave. I'm out of room in a minute.
Oh, yeah. You better leave. Yeah, because the nuke is going to be after your ass.
James, all he has to do is just return the slab. That's all he has to do.
Give it back. I dare you disrespect
the man named Fran.
You peasant. You low-life, dirty peasant.
It's 11 o'clock, y'all. I'm about
you peasant. Go build me a house, you peasant.
I'll build you a house. Nigga, get out of here.
I'm a king. I should be a king right now. I am Derek Cousins.
Hey, shit,
the first,
nigga.
The second, and the third. Go clean my palace for me, you peasant.
You
Hebrew. You Hebrew. You Hebrew.
I'm out.
Yeah, get out of here.
Jeez. I'm a Hebrew. Hebrew, eyebrow shit, man. It's all the same time.
Oh, he's back. Return the slab.
Listen, man, I'm the supreme being, man. I'm the motherfucking Asiatic black man.
Oh, suffer my curse. You Hebrew? Yep, I'm out. Yeah, get out of here. Peasant. Good, good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I always run away with that song.
Big Daddy Kane.
Excuse me, sir. Do you realize that you're probably your great ancestor from my slaves in Egypt?
Do you realize that you're a fucking idiot?
Let me tell you something. I can be a fool right now, okay? I'm Egyptian. I am Derek Cousins to Ramses the First, the Second, and the Third, okay? So don't do that. You just
probably realize you're talking about
When I summon my god Anubis on you, it's going to be hot stuff going on. Yeah, how about that? You peasant. You Hebrew. You Hebrew. You Hebrew.
Man, can you mop my pile, please?
You peasant. You peasant. Oh, yeah, go pray for Moses to come free you from slavery again, you peasant. You Hebrew. Yeah.
Go ahead, dude. We're going to Ruger saying this. Oh,
where did you come up with this conclusion? You related to rings. Yeah.
It's called family. Family passed down history. Okay? I should be a king right now. If my uncle would have never stole my great-great-great-great-grandfather's throne, I would be a king right now. But it's okay, though, because you're still a peasant to me. Hebrew.
He's pissed off about it.
Go pray for Moses.
Why do you
shut your mouth?
Why do you
laughing?
Keep calling black people?
You know what? You know what? I'm going to summon my god, Anubis, on you. See, have you ever seen The Mummy 3? Have you ever seen The Mummy 3? You don't want Anubis to get you.
Black people are niggers. Did you know that?
Well, who's white in this room? They Hebrews, too.
Yeah, the Hebrews to be the peasant. You peasant. Wow.
Obama's a nigger. He's part nigger, part hunky.
We're going room to room, trying to find somebody that would just respect his family history. And everybody that disrespects him.
Stick my dick in your mouth. Get the fuck
okay,
out.
Okay, Jay,
come on, let's get the ritual done. Come on, open up the book. Open up the book right now. Open up the book. He shall stalk you in your nights. He shall lay next to you while you sleep. He shall be in the same bathtub when you bathe yourself.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Mhm. All right, just for a little respect, people. That's all.
So, God of New Person. Go ahead, Jay. Hey, Jay, new room.
Yeah. I do go to every room and say this. There's going to be nobody in the chat room tonight. Scaring them.
West people to say that's the truth, and that's nothing but the truth. This is his name, and that's his name, and that's the end of it.
Try again later.
Everybody, I'm Egyptian.
According to what was told in history, when the Muslims called him Allah, that is a name in which God gave them to call him. So who is you to sit up here and say this is the name you go by, and that's the bottom line? You don't say that. You don't say, no, that is not true. That is not true.
Listen,
man, but he went along with the Muslims. The true stories about Allah and Prophet Muhammad are very true. To offend the Muslims like that will cause curse upon you. Don't you know that? If you was to speak against the word of Allah, if you were to say anything disrespectful, if you say anything, I'm telling you right now, if you speak disrespectful, you better act like you don't care. But the thing is this, if you speak anything bad, against the word Allah. Against Allah, you will cause a curse upon yourself.
Allah.
Fuck that's God. Right. Don't, you don't see? You're causing yourself, man. And maybe even on your family. But you saw
hey,
him. He's like, hold up a minute. This is supposed to be a Christian man believing in Jehovah and all this kind of stuff. And he cursing, talking about F Allah.
Anybody yeah. believe in a new
you
person?
You know what I'm saying? You were fake, man. You were totally fake.
Anybody believe in Anupis?
You are totally fake. This man sat up here and act like he is so down with God, but yeah, he started cursing and cursing out of his mouth, disrespecting another man's
okay,
religion.
Everybody calm down, okay?
Yeah, no, no. The thing is this. You cannot disrespect other religion. If you are
that
really
is
a man,
true. I do agree, although I got to
really,
shower.
If you're really
peace,
a man
I'll be
of
back
God,
a little later.
And if you're a man of God and you're a man of peace, you are never to say stuff like that, ever.
Okay, but look, understand this. Not everybody is a Christian. You got to respect everybody's respect. If you go to sleep at night knowing that you're a Christian man and you know that within yourself that you hold God as your personal savior, and if he wants to hold his values like that, you can't bash him for not agreeing with you.
Right. Yeah.
As long as you know within yourself that you're saved, then you know that you're a Christian man. That's the only thing you have to worry about. If he doesn't want to agree with you and he doesn't respect you, then okay.
How you get saved?
Yeah, but it's not wrong with pointing out what is wrong and saying, well, okay, brother, you cannot curse.
Brother,
and then want to say you can't sit up there and say curse and F another religion. F that religion, or F Allah, and then you want to sit up and say, you want to sit up, as long as the brother understands, as long as he does, God, you make a mistake. Well, see, that you can't keep making mistakes, brother. You can't keep making those kind of mistakes. Yeah, you are, sir. But the thing is this, you can't keep saying, you want to keep asking questions. Why you want to keep asking questions? You keep asking questions. If you want to know, then why don't you keep quiet then? You're not going to know. How you going to know? He's scared. He's afraid. That's why he's cursing. Look at him. He's acting like his father, Satan. Go ahead. They caught your father, Satan, talking like him, too. Ignorant. You talking
well,
to him.
Well, if he said, you don't know what the heck he's talking about.
You right, you don't. That's why you start cursing because you don't know how to talk. You start acting like some type of little demon. You know,
oh, yeah. No, the only person you need to be worried about is yourself.
You know what I'm saying? No, it's not about worrying, brother. It's about being concerned. You understand?
Well, you can't be concerned about somebody that doesn't want you to be concerned about.
It's all right to be, it's all right to politically correct somebody when they're politically wrong.
Okay, well, everybody has their own definitions of what is correct. Everybody has their own. God said
that all of y'all is not his children. So you're not correct or wrong. You can't even say proper. Yet you sitting up there talking about somebody knowing how to say the word proper. You don't even know how to pronounce it.
You don't know how to speak properly.
You don't know how to speak properly.
Oh my God! You imagine saying that? Well, I believe in Anupis. Oh my Lord! What do you get me?
So what is it? What is that?
Well, you know, I'm Egyptian god. It's the one with the it's like the most famous one you ever see. The one with the man body with the dog face.
Oh. But when you say the Mummy 3, what happened in the Mummy 3? Is that the one with Jet Li?
No, I was just saying that.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, where is Alicia? I thought you was getting confused with a locust.
No, I was saying mucus.
Let's see, let me see, kid. I want to look that up. Let's see what
you
it
seen,
is.
You seen the Mummy 2, right? You remember at the beginning, and the rock, and the rest of those things, I think those were mucus.
Are they bad?
Yeah. In the Mummy 2, they showed them in the beginning.
You had
man-like bodies and they have a dog face.
You had that on DVD?
I have it on VHS.
What, the Mummy 2?
Yeah.
The third Mummy, is that with Jet Li?
Yeah.
I like that one. I saw that one. I don't know where I saw that one, but that was good. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's what you get. That's what you get. You got a blow on it. You got a blow on this farm because you know you've been tore down. That's right. Very words. You can very things that you've been speaking out of your mouth. You can't even pronounce it right. You can't even speak right. You can't even keep the conversation right. You can't even talk right. And so what you do, you start arguments that you can't even finish. You know what I'm saying? After you made a disgrace out of yourself because you couldn't speak right or pronounce your words right. Angry at the world because you can't seem to understand things. You know what I'm saying? This is not what understanding is about. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
Oh, so you're going to a different room?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to call yourself chastised.
Right, Dan, that call.
This is how the world and society is set up. The way.
There was all the rooms I could have got in. All the rooms I did get in, there was nobody in there. All the rest of the rooms were taken, so I'm gonna wait a little bit and then I'm gonna try it again. All
right. Did you look it up?
Oh no. No, I didn't look it up. What the hell?
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I guess there's nobody in this room no more. Hold on.
Anyway, so it is what it is, man. Catalina. No, I'm just saying, bro, for real, man, these Catalina girls, they can get mad, fool. He getting mad at a nigga for no reason at all, ho. As many niggas, you talk to as many niggas as you want to all day, and then you want to get mad when a nigga, when you hear a nigga on here talking to another female.
Hey, everybody, I'm Egyptian.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh, I'm just saying, I understand what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I'm listening.
Hey, everybody, I'm Egyptian.
Say, well, nigga, these hoes be getting mad at a nigga, man. These hoes be, you Chatline hoes be getting mad at
nigga. Nigga, shut the fuck up.
She sound mad.
You a cocktail.
She sound mad.
You a cocktail.
Mad.
You a cocktail.